small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair. 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call. We do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David Justice, owner of Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Those of you who have grandchildren will probably understand what I am about to say. I have six little darlings under 11 years old who live elsewhere. In order to simplify my life and spend more time with them, I am closing my Millbrook location. All floor samples and stock inventory must be liquidated. Every mattress, every bed, every headboard, pillows, bed frames, furniture, it's all got to go. Many items are priced below original wholesale, but there are no holds or layaways and all sales are final. This sale is at Millbrook only, but extra discounts are being taken in Montgomery. Financing and delivery are available. Hurry in for the best selections, but discounts are limited to stock on hand. Cash, checks, and credit cards are welcome. Again, the Montgomery stores are not closing, just my Millbrook location on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right, across from the Citgo station. Store hours in Millbrook are 10 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. Building will be available later this fall. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Temperatures are going to sizzle this week.
We're stinking hot.
Very hot.
Yeah, it's hot.
It's hot in here. Are you hot?
So hot you can fry an egg on the sidewalk.
If you have to work outside, there's no escaping the heat.
It's unholy hot. It is hot.
She's kind of hot, though.
Well, now I'm hot.
Yeah, she's kind of hot, though.
One thing is for sure, air conditioners will be humming.
This heat is unbearable.
Did it just get hot in here?
And tomorrow, it's only going to be getting hotter.
It's so hot!
She's kind of hot, though.
It's hot.
Yeah, she's kind of hot, though.
The heat, it's like a punch in the face.
Oh, man. Blazer out there.
Man, it's hot out here.
Oh, it's hot.
Seems pretty hot to be wearing all them clothes.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's five.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. The UN Security Council holding an emergency meeting to discuss a U.S. missile test last weekend. Russia saying the launch violated a nuclear forces treaty.
Acting UN Ambassador Jonathan Cohen said the U.S. is protecting itself as the Cold War Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty ends.
There are prudent response to ensuring the United States has the capabilities to defend our interests in the post-INF treaty world that Russia created.
Cohen says the U.S. stands by its testing and preparation.
Fox's Gernal Scott. The Coast Guard calling off the search for two firefighters missing off the Florida coast.
The pair never came back after taking out a fishing boat from Cape Canaveral last Friday.
I've made the extremely difficult decision today that we will suspend the active search tonight at sundown.
Coast Guard Captain Mark Vlaun explains they just aren't likely to find survivors at this point.
Fox's Evan Brown. America is listening to Fox News.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Of course, Rocket Scientist is taking a cheek, and Applied Security can help protect you from the nut jobs of the world.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
And this one, sometimes we do two different rocket scientists a day, but we're reprising our morning rocket scientist because this is just, it's both amusing and frightening at the same time. And this is a guy with a master plan to avoid trouble with the police, right?
Ah, okay.
It's happened in Southern California. Guy has two flat tires on his SUV.
That's weird.
He might not have attracted the attention of police had he called for a tow truck or actually gotten a spare tire out of his vehicle. Mm-hmm. To give at least the pretense he was changing it. Police became suspicious when they saw him trying to fix the tire with Band-Aids and gauze.
I'm sorry, did you say Band-Aids and gauze?
He had spilled an entire first aid kit on the ground, and as the police drove by, they said, is that guy actually trying to put gauze in a tire hole to fix it? So they began to at least suspect he might be impaired. So police came by to find out what's going on. Mm-hmm. And yes, they did find out that he was impaired and also was in possession of copious amounts of drugs.
No.
Yeah.
Unreal.
And police not only arrested him, but they posted photos of the car and him on their social media sites to further humiliate the guy. How about that, huh?
Wow.
Fixing a flat tire with gauze and Band-Aids. Who's going to take a look at that?
Good Lord.
If you want a really great team to take over the protection of you, your family, your business, whatever you need secured, Applied Security can do it. A great local company with Mark and Vicky in business since 1987. They can take over your existing monitoring with monitoring prices starting at $29 a month. They can also provide cameras, fire protection, equipment, whatever it is you need. They have been protecting us here at Blue Water well before I even arrived. So that's a long, long time. And obviously, our company is very pleased with the job they've done. Applied Security. Local and excellent. Hey, and they came to Bomb Hours last night, too, which was really nice. Mark and Vicky did. 279-8338. 279-8338 for Applied Security. Alabama Electronic Security Board Permit Number 276. We will talk to Brad McDonald in just a moment. And also get a look at the forecast from Rich next.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling right on into the 5 o'clock hour, and we have some issues on I-85. It looks like we may have two accidents. They cleared the earlier accident. Now we have one at Ann Street on the northbound side and in front of Jackson Hospital around the Mulberry exit. So be careful there. If you're on the southbound side of I-85, you're going to jam up around the interchange, so be careful in that vicinity. The boulevard looks pretty good. It's really crowded, so watch yourself around the traffic lights. Let's get home safely this afternoon. Every Monday and Thursday, a ribeye steak and fries meal is just $6.99 at the Shack Bar and Grill. It starts at 2 p.m. and goes all night long and free admission till 9. Live music at 9 p.m. at the Shack Bar and Grill, 3200 Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office has made an arrest in a murder investigation. 35-year-old Douglas Keith Scarborough is charged with murder in the shooting death of 72-year-old Jerry Scarborough. That's his father. The shooting happened near the intersection of Highway 82 and County Road 101. Construction will soon be underway for Screws Park on Atlanta Highway in Montgomery at the site of the old Screws Armory. The park will have a walking trail, pavilion, and green space. It'll also have a road and bridge connecting it to the ball fields behind Goodwin Middle School. City leaders say a second entry is needed to improve safety at the ball fields. The project should be completed in the next 3 months. And Alabama News Network held its second annual Putts for Paws golf tournament today. It took place over at Emerald Mountain Golf Club. The event is used to raise money for the Elmore County Humane Society. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of showers and thunderstorms scattered around the area will continue until they die out in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperature down to about 73. Tomorrow and Saturday, the rain chances actually get quite a bit better as a frontal system enters the state and moves southward. I mean, some towns will get skipped. They'll be random, but showers and storms will be plentiful. Highs in the low to mid-90s, lows at night in the low 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Somebody really cool.
Yeah.
Phone from the world of your money, Mr. Wright on the money. Brent.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Hey, Brent.
Hey, how we doing, buddy? Feeling any better?
No. I had a but thanks for asking. I had a mini meltdown earlier in the show today because they're, you look at the front of drudgereport.com and it's all this negative news. Yet, I also read an item today that said job losses continue to be well below expectations. There are contradictions all over the news between what they want you to think. There's a recession coming. We have an inverted yield curve. And what the reality is. The economy is strong. They're trying to sell nothing but negativity.
Gloom and doom.
They want this guy gone. They want Trump gone. They don't care who they hurt in the process.
Exactly. Well, first of all, you're absolutely correct. I mean, to be clear, there's no question whatsoever. I mean, that's going to be the entire game plan of the Democratic Party. I mean, if you look at them, all they've really done is speak in these broad sweeping platitudes about socialism, essentially, with no real detail of what that's going to mean, what it would actually cost and mean. And from a political perspective, an economic perspective, and how it impacts the lives of individuals and families. In fact, it's not even just a subtle change. We're talking about an entire hijacking of the total economic system we've known for hundreds of years.
I just posted an article from Forbes. Britain's version of Medicare for All is struggling with long waits for care. And that's a country with a fraction of our population.
It's a disaster.
Yeah.
It's just a disaster. And listen, as we've talked about so many times on the show, all you have to do is go through Europe. Anyone who really wants to understand, just go through Europe and look at what's going on in those economies. Look at all of the unfunded liabilities and the way that the European Union is printing euros and has been. They're going to have to really kick their QE program into gear just to try to save Southern Europe. I really believe that. And you look at the Chinese. I mean, the Chinese have become almost like the poster child for QE, printing money like it's just there's no tomorrow. Japan's been doing this. But I will say, in spite of the fact that I totally agree with you that there's just this entire political spin job going on all over the place in the media, the fact is true, though, that we do have an inverted yield curve, and I know that's like become sort of the cliche of the day or the word of the day, but listen, it is a serious thing. I mean, you know, the three-month T-bill right now is still around like 1.9-something percent, and the 10-year Treasury bond yield is well below that yield, well below it. And that just doesn't happen unless there's something really bad going on in the world. Now, that doesn't mean that things are bad in the U.S.,
right.
But it definitely means something terrible is happening elsewhere in the world. And I think it's maybe quite the opposite of what people think. Yeah, there may be a recession around the corner, but I'm not sure it's going to hit the U.S. It's definitely going to hit the rest of the world. And the question is whether or not it gets so bad that we do get caught up in it. In other words, think if we didn't have some of the changes that we had made, some of the deregulation and the tax reform and other things. If we were still in the old situation, the Fed would be in QE right now, you know, ourselves. And we would be at zero interest and on the Fed funds and probably printing money again.
Wow.
And there are some out there who really think that may happen anyway, just because, you know, Japan is a pretty big economy. China is a pretty big economy. Europe is a big economy. You take North America, you know, and that's a pretty big economy.
Mm-hmm.
But we're the only one that's actually growing handsomely and, you know, has pretty decent inflation rates, somewhat muted, if you will. And we continue to hang in there on so many levels. Now, there have been some data points that have shown little signs of weakness here and there, and you would expect to see a little bit of weakness there, particularly in the areas as it relates to trade. But none of the indicators are suggesting or are indicating contraction, okay? So particularly you would find that in things like the ISM numbers, the service numbers as well as the manufacturing numbers. Anytime you're over 50, you're expanding. If you fall below 50, that's contracting.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been above 50 this whole time. So if you get a reading, say, on the one of the surveys, take manufacturing, for example, 52.3 versus, say, a 52.7. Well, yeah, the reading is lower, but we're still expanding.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? So there are little things like that you see. Jobs numbers continue to be good. The only thing that does kind of worry you a little bit, and I can see this, and I've mentioned this many times, and this is just a practical view. I mean, if you're a CEO or you are a CFO, Chief Financial Officer,
mm-hmm.
Some of the very large U.S. multinational corporations, a lot of those that are in the S&P 500, you're really scratching your head right now because you have to make some pretty massive, I'm talking big time decisions for operations you have in China or operations you have in other places in the emerging markets, or where you're going to commit that capital for the new plant that you need to build, that's a new modern sort of facility, if you will, for manufacturing your goods. And so maybe you've got agreements in place that you were going to do that in China, and now you're having to rip all that up. I mean, that's kind of hitting the pause button. And when you hit the pause button, it does slow things down. Doesn't mean it's the end of the world or that it's not going to, you know, get kickstarted somewhere else. It's just that it's going to slow things down. So you would expect to see that a little bit in certain companies. And we've had some of that. But overall in the U.S. domestic economy, things are still pretty dadgum good. And I don't see a recession here in the U.S., and I think a lot of people are taking some things for granted as well. When you look around the world and you question socialism and you question things that are going on in these various economies internationally, where do you want to have your money? In a country like ours where the tax rate is unbelievably low, where it hasn't been for decades? And, oh, by the way, you have a pretty powerful rule of law, and you still have a pretty strong justice system, free markets, and you can be competitive. And so I think we're attracting a lot of capital. So there may be problems going on in the world, and we may have an inverted yield curve, But I also think that when you look at, you know, cash flows and capital flows, you're going to find that a lot of money, international money, is making its way to the U.S.
Hmm. Wow. That was about as concise
and it was
a wrap-up on today that I could have possibly asked for. That was great.
It was.
And you did say you may be able to touch base with us tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be calling in tomorrow. I'll be over in Auburn for an event, but I'll just step out. And because here's the thing. Tomorrow's a big day, a really big day. I think you're going to see some pretty significant movements in the market. It's only because the Fed chair, you know, is out there in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, at this sort of banking summit that I've been talking about. And he's scheduled to give his speech. And trust me when I tell you that everyone in the world will be watching this speech. People in China will be waking up in the middle of the night to hear what he has to say.
If it sounds like he's going to cut again, we'll know he's doing the right thing. And if it sounds like he's being bullied into not, we'll know who's running the country. That's
well, there 93% of economists believe that they're going to cut in September. If he suggests anything, even the slightest little bit, that may not be the case, that's going to whipsaw us tomorrow. I can assure you.
Let's hope. It'll be fun to watch, and we'll have you for analysis at the end of the business day. In the meantime, get your own financial plan going for you and your family's future by reaching out to Brant at 387-0094 and just scheduling a conversation. Talk about goals, where you'd like to be, how can you do more with the money you work so hard to make? Because at McDonald and Hagen, they can help you develop that plan, and you can build your future painlessly. 387-0094, McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brant, we'll talk tomorrow.
Yep, look forward to it.
Thank you.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Here I am sputtering to the finish line at 5:24 this afternoon.
You're going to make it. You're going to make it.
I appreciate you being here today, oh, much beloved and glorious.
I appreciate you inviting me here today.
Before we wrap up, we'll find out what you're going to be talking about Saturday night on Clearing the Air.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the 5 o'clock rush hour. And boy, if you can avoid I-85, you should this afternoon because we have several issues. I-85 northbound at Ann Street, we have an accident. We also have one on the northbound side in front of Jackson Hospital at the Forest Avenue Mulberry exits. And now we have another one at I-85 and 65 at the interchange on the inside lane, so be careful there. Traffic on the boulevard is very crowded. Be careful around the intersections. We also see a huge crowd in the Atlanta Highway and Taylor Road area. That's extending all the way out to Vaughn Road, so be careful there as well. The national clearance event is going on right now at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big button, and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in tonight wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter and a good man and has lots of stories for the little kids.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you know, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food, and we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
Do you like tough trucks and big bucks? Then come to Wind Creek Wetumpka for gladiators and greenbacks. because we're giving away a 2020 Jeep Gladiator and $25,000 free play. You can start earning your entries to win now. Then come in on Saturday, August 31st for the chance to win a 2020 Jeep Gladiator. Then on Sunday, September 1st, you could win a share of $25,000 free play. It's Gladiators and Greenbacks, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, I just can't get these numbers to add up.
It's like we're never going to get out of this hole.
Credit card debt, does it ever end?
Maybe I can help. We sure could use it.
We've tried debt consolidation companies.
We've even taken out loans to help make payments.
Well, you're not the only ones. Did you know millions of Americans live with debt they cannot control? That's why I developed this unique new program for managing your debt. It's called Don't Buy Stuff You Cannot Afford.
Oh, let me see that. If you don't have any money, you should not buy anything. Sounds interesting.
Sounds confusing.
I don't know, honey. This makes a lot of sense. There's a whole section here on how to buy expensive things using money you save.
Give me that. And where would you get this saved money?
I tell you where and how in Chapter 3.
Okay, but what if I want something but I don't have any money?
You don't buy it.
Well, let's say I don't have enough money to buy something. Should I buy it anyway?
No.
Now I'm really confused.
It's a little confusing at first.
Well, what if you have the money? Can you buy something?
Yes.
Now take the money away. Same story?
Nope. You shouldn't buy stuff when you don't have the money.
I think I got it. I buy something I want and then hope that I can pay for it, right?
No. You make sure you have money, then you buy it.
Oh, then you buy it. But shouldn't you buy it before you have the money?
No.
Why not?
It's in the book. It's only one page long. The advice is priceless and the book is free.
Wow, I like the sound of that.
Yeah, we can put it on our credit card.
So get out of debt now. Write for your free copy of Don't Buy Stuff You Cannot Afford. And if you order now, you'll also receive Seriously, If You Don't Have the Money, Don't Buy It, along with a 12-month subscription to Stop Buying Stuff magazine. So order today.
Tear up the front page. Stand by for a scoop. Stop the presses. Copy boy. Copy boy. Stop the presses.
Thank you, Shemp. This is big news for the Emily Hazes of the world. A study has found there's no evidence that people with cats are more likely to be crazy. Repeating, this just sent into the News Talk newsroom. A study has found there's no evidence that people with cats are more likely to be crazy. I guess that's one of those widely assumed prejudices.
That just frosts my pajamas.
Wait, but that's not what I've always assumed. It's not that the... Thank you. Time for the analysis.
Yes.
So it's not shown that people who have cats are more likely to be crazy, but right. I would suggest that people who are crazy are more likely to have cats.
Wow. That's excellent. Yeah.
How about one that says people who act like cats are more likely to be...
Yeah, well, that's... Let's not go there. And I mean, have you seen, like, these weird kinks where people are dressed up like dogs and cats and other... It's odd, man.
Aren't it millennials doing that?
No, I think it's people of all ages, brother.
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 All right, let's go back to our posting from earlier. Well, I've got a couple. One is about the state of Britain's Medicare for All system that's working so well. Not. yet we have mindless idiots who think we're going to do it. It couldn't happen to us.
It's not what we need to do. Well, they screwed ours up really good, haven't they?
Let's see what people have to say about lonely millennials.
Oh, boy.
Some analysis on you and your ilk.
He has ilk?
Jonathan says a big part of millennial loneliness is they're offended by everything and want to be right about everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take what Jonathan said a step further, and the fact is they're wrong about everything, too. Karen says, I believe it's because they only know how to interact with the keyboard and not people.
Mm-hmm.
See, my issue, and this is why I found drinking to be in the early days, it gave you a power that I was shy. I still am. Alcohol made it easier for me to be in a social environment. It
takes away your inhibition.
And then I found that I wasn't particularly sociable after enough, but that's a whole other story. But I would have loved to have had social media to actually use it as a means of meeting people in person.
Yeah, I've
picking
literally
up dames, you know, chicks.
I've literally met people that I've then talked to in person and actually developed contacts with for business and intellectual pursuits through social media.
Cliff says because they're not actually connecting with anyone. Actually connecting, being the emphasis. Greg says they're on their devices looking for the answer as we speak, so to speak. Hey, the boss checked in on this one, too. He says you can't meet anyone if you're always staring at your phone. Also, republished David Blackman's blog today, which reminds us that Epstein's, quote, suicide and the outcome of the, quote, investigation should come as a surprise to nobody.
Did you see the other Epstein and what he tweeted today?
No.
It's a psychologist named Robert Epstein. He's been actually a Clinton supporter for all of his life, but he's done recent work that suggests Google, without even really tipping the scales much, can sway elections by manipulating search engine results.
Absolutely.
And it's been published at Oxford. He's been invited to speak at Yale. The point is, he's been welcomed into prestigious universities that his work is high quality, and he's really getting into something important here. And he suggested it's quite possible that, say, in Orange County, Hillary Clinton was able to win certain districts because of search engine manipulation. Mm-hmm. Clinton threw him under the bus.
No.
After Trump cited this. And this guy's like, I've supported you for my whole adult life. My family members have. I've donated to you. And now it's one thing. You could have attacked Trump. But you just said, I'm discredited and this has been debunked. It hasn't been. And then his friend suggested, and this is the punchline, that he put out a tweet, and he did. He put out a tweet that said it was a beach. And on the sand, wet sand of the beach, it wrote, life is good. He said, I do not want to commit suicide. I love my wife and kids. I'm very happy with my life. I'm just disappointed at Hillary.
She doesn't want to be Arkansas-ed.
Oh, it's so good.
Mathematically, the odds that any two people would know so many people who off themselves, it's incalculable.
Yeah, you can't calculate those odds. Yeah.
So, and of course, Snopes.
You can't trust Snopes.
When I went to look this list up on Snopes to see what they said, it was, they had an excuse for everything.
Yeah, Snopes, no. Never, never, ever, ever, ever look at Snopes.
No, I that was years ago.
Yeah.
Snopes is absolutely worthless, or unless you use it under the following rules. Yes means no.
There you go.
True means false. False means true, and not sure means probably true.
Well said.
That's the only way, because sometimes there's just a preponderance of evidence that prevents them from telling the truth. Among the things that have been going on in the world of finance are lower and lower interest rates. I was talking to Morris over at Baumhauer's the other day, and boy, if you're renting, timing is everything when it comes to buying a home. And interest rates remain super low and may yet go lower. So if I were you, if you're renting and you haven't even tried to get a mortgage, do it. You're going to get not only your own place, and there's so much to choose from locally that's very affordable. probably less than what you're paying per month to rent, that you can only get that big first mortgage tax deduction next year. And Morris Capilano is the guy that will make it happen. I mean, this is what he lives to do, is to get people, hand them the keys to the new home at closing. 409-9300 is the number to reach out and get the ball rolling. He can get you pre-approved. So when you go shopping for a house, you'll have that little sheet there that says, I'm serious. And you make an offer, and wow, within a month or so, you're a homeowner. So call Morris. Get the best on your side. And he can help you overcome little obstacles with credit or a minimal down payment. There's programs at Renaissance Bank that help people with that. They're an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 402-669. And again, to get a hold of Morris, call 409-9300. As we welcome Wonderful to the phone.
Good evening.
Hi.
Hi.
I want to weigh in on the millennial loneliness.
Yes.
I have a son who's horrified to try to ask a girl for a date because, you know, if he pursues someone, and I don't mean stalking, I just mean pursue, the girls holler sexual harassment.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I mean.
Are these college-age kids you're talking to?
22.
Yeah.
He's okay. 22, you know, so if they're a little bit younger or whatever, I mean, you know, if he talks, I mean, he had a girl, yes, you know, hey, let's go canoeing.
Sure.
She, you know, I mean, so he's horrified, and it's just, I think there's too much, somebody said sensitivity, you know.
That's
it's
really
not special. Like it used to be. It's,
not at
it's
all.
Very unfortunate.
Well, the left is out to ruin everything.
Miserable
traditional
people.
Dating.
Well,
they think there's 30 sexes. They're, you know, they're nuts.
Yeah. I mean, it's very unfortunate and, you know, sad for many people.
Amen.
Incredibly so, yes. Wonderful. That is a great take, and hope he does well. I hope he's able to.
He will. God's got somebody for him out there.
There you go.
No doubt.
You know, yeah.
Thank you so much for taking the time to call.
Sure.
Yeah, that was cool.
Hey, if you haven't made your dinner plan yet, if you're looking for something new, if you love pizza, the pizza place.
Ooh, that's an idea.
I wanted to mention, we've had a lot of people that have stopped by there and tried it, and the one that I get the most feedback on is the bacon chicken ranch pizza.
Ooh.
I mean, they do the traditional plain cheese, pepperoni, whatever traditional toppings you like.
Yeah.
But this bacon chicken ranch combo they've got. And by the way, when it comes to size, they have the one that's called Oh My God.
Yes.
It's about the size of a baseball player's strike zone.
Wow.
When he's standing at the plate. It's big. In fact, pick up the Oh My God size pizza, bring it home, remove it carefully, and then use the box for storage because it'll fit under your bed. You get small Christmas ornaments and all kinds of stuff in there.
Oh, wow.
The pizza place, brand new, nice place. And by the way, I recommend their soda mix. Their fountain sodas are very well done. That's very important, too.
Yeah, it is.
I am a connoisseur of those. They do subs and so much more. Great new place here in Montgomery and easy to find. They got wings, calzones, breadsticks. Emily loved those.
Mm-hmm.
10-inch subs. The pizza place at 3848 Harrison Road. That's right there where that Dollar General is at Harrison and Perry Hill. And they're open right now. So stop by and get yourself something great for dinner at the pizza place. Hi, who's this?
Pizza Chad.
Legal Eagle and local heartthrob.
Yeah.
Chad.
Man, I love pizza. This is like the perfect meal.
You got to try this new place, Chad. It's really good.
Yeah, I will. Sounds great. Where is it located? You said on Perry Hill?
Perry Hill and Harrison. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Across from Hardee's over there where that mall, little strip mall is.
Right. Yeah, I'll give it a shot. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Fantastic. You know, I heard you talking about Drudge earlier. I basically stopped pulling up Drudge. Something happened about a year or two ago.
Yes.
And I think it's just totally driven by clicks and algorithm now. So they put the stories that, you know, will get the most hits, even if they're negative. And you know, I'm like, if I want that, I'll go to frickin' MSNBC.
Why not?
You know, or Daily Coast or some other left-wing site. I don't need to see every negative Trump poll and every negative story.
That's all you get. That's all it is. 62% reject Trump. I don't believe
it. Last night they put the... the preliminary redo of the Bureau of Labor Management numbers up there. So, oh, it's 500,000 jobs less. I'm like, that's even preliminary. And how do you miss it by 500,000 jobs? That's kind of suspicious to me. Yeah. But I've just gotten to the point. And Fox is the same way. And I heard Brett Baer the other day push back, said, oh, Fox hasn't changed. And I'm like, bull crap. Ask your people. Mm-hmm. You know, ask your audience if they think that Fox has turned more toward just good old-fashioned, you know, standard mainstream, you know, news with they put more lefties on there, on yeah. their panels. You know, they hired people like Donna Brazile, really? You know. I mean, just at least they hired Sarah Huckabee
yep.
Sanders.
Yep. Saw that. Yep.
So that's a good thing. But I mean, you cannot objectively say that Fox has not changed. Not when you have Shep Smith on there.
Oh my God.
A wacko that he is.
What an embarrassment.
I mean, you lost people like Greta, who was really good. You lost people like O'Reilly, who, although he was kind of, you know, a bombast, at least he was pretty decent. But, you know, and I do like Tucker Carlson.
But Tucker, I'll tell you what, man, they're out to get him.
The left's been out to get him forever.
They want him gone.
You know, that's what happens when you're effective.
Yeah,
when you're able to show the foolishness of the left on their issues, and you bring their people on there,
right.
and it comes out of their mouth, yeah, they get pissed off at that kind of stuff. So
they don't like it.
You know what? You know what else can you do, right? You know, so, but I it's not your imagination. It's definitely not your imagination that it's changed, and Fox has changed, and Drudge has changed.
Drudge is either compromised or has been given a ton of money to look the other way. I can't make.
Oh, I think that's exactly what changed. You know, we've got a situation now where, you know,
because you could make I could make the case that Drudge helped get Trump elected.
Oh yeah,
it was one of the few places that was fair during the whole process.
Yeah, I thought so, but it's not now. I mean, if you look at the past week. Every story about something negative on Drudge.
Yep.
Every freaking story on Drudge.
Watching that oil.
Drudge. You know, I don't think he. You know, quite frankly, I don't think he runs the website anymore. It's turned over to administrators and bots. He's made his money. He's gone.
Yeah.
You know?
Could be.
That's the way. Hey, that's the way big media works, man. If you're not pushing back, you get corrupt. You know.
Yeah. So,
all right, guys. Y'all have a good one.
Chad, we love you. Thanks for the call. All right. Let's bring in the
adorable
Rich Thomas for the weekend forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of showers and thunderstorms scattered around the area will continue until they die out in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperature down to about 73. Tomorrow and Saturday, the rain chances actually get quite a bit better as a frontal system enters the state and moves southward. I mean, some towns will get skipped. They'll be random, but showers and storms will be plentiful. Highs in the low to mid-90s, lows at night in the low 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling our way through the 5 o'clock hour, and we still have a big mess on I-85, especially in the downtown area. Please be careful. There's an accident on the northbound side around Jackson Hospital. That has traffic backing up towards the interchange. There's an accident on the southbound side right at the interchange, so if you can find another way around that, you would be best to do that this afternoon. The boulevard's real busy, especially on the south side, and we see a lot of problems around the East Chase area. It's just no accidents, just lots of people trying to get around town. Let's be careful and get home safely this afternoon. Mini-term B-class classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration is September 9th to October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Thank you for voting the Vance Law Firm best of the best in Central Alabama for 6 straight years. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The Harrier 2 is in full swing this fall with everyone's favorite weekend cruises sponsored by Bama Budweiser. Kicking off with the Friday night dinner cruise. The fun continues with the Saturday getaway cruise and wraps up with the Sunday blues cruise. For more information, go to funofmontgomery.com.
news and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When you were in a Beam Down on the Planet, okay, for the last time in episode 25, uh-huh. I was wondering, like, when you left your quarters for the last time and you opened up your safe, what was the combination?
I don't know. I mean, it's been a long time. I don't know that.
Okay.
You know, before I answer any more questions, there's something I wanted to say. I having received all your letters over the years, and I've spoken to many of you, and some of you have traveled, you know, hundreds of miles to be here. I'd just like to say, get a life, will you, people? For crying out loud, it's just a TV show. I mean, look at you. Look at the way you're dressed. You've turned an enjoyable little job that I did as a lark for a few years into a colossal waste of time. I mean, how old are you people? What have you done with yourselves? You must be almost 30. Have you ever kissed a girl?
That came to mind when we were talking about millennials and their loneliness issue, and a staggering number of them are having issues. Ironically, their social handicap seems to be social media. Maybe we've ruined that because Facebook was fun. Remember the first days of Facebook? Once you had an account, I would hear from people every day that I had not heard from in years. High school friends, guys I used to work with. And then when the Obama presidency began.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
That one, yeah.
You said anything negative, I'll show you the block list I got. These were people, good friends. I didn't know they were crazy.
Okay.
You know, and they just echoed the company line. And I'm thinking, like, what is wrong with you? What is it you see here that I just can't? And it's even more, you know, in the craziness that's going on. I mentioned earlier, if 62% disapprove Trump, that's what a poll says today on Drudge. I don't believe it. Because I think probably half the people in the country are afraid to say they like the band because they see what happens. You get beat up with hammers and
people in your yard in the middle of the night.
Yeah. If he gets reelected, it'll be in the streets.
Yeah, revolution.
They will feel completely entitled to destroy take their country. Temper tantrum into the streets. It's not going to be pretty.
No.
Not going to be pretty. Why can't you just enjoy the economy, enjoy the ride?
Incapable of it.
We haven't started any new wars. We stand up for ourselves. But we have people who are appeasers and capitulators that think that's the way to go. They'll like us better. Who gives a rat's ass who likes us? Denmark. Screw off. Denmark, you'd be speaking German if it wasn't for American soldiers.
Uh-huh.
So cut the crap.
I think it's some people trying to control too much. And I don't mean like the politicians and the masters of the universe, corporate masters or whatever. I mean like the everyday person has this sense of we can control it with our opinion. And then when you find out you don't have much control, I'll put it this way. I mean, what is it? The let go and let God? The whole idea of, well, the serenity prayer.
Right.
And there's just so many things out there we can't control. And I think we rack our brains trying to figure out how do we solve this problem.
The great lesson in life is the only thing you can control is you.
Yeah, that's right.
That said, young Joey on the Joey Clark Radio Hour tonight, we have
Frisco River Stone is joining the program once again. And we're just going to... I found one story I'll preview here. There's apparently some, like, the equivalent of the Pulitzer, some famous French author. I don't really know him at all. But he's about 50-something, 52. And he put out there in an interview that 50-year-old women and above, I'm just incapable of loving them. I prefer 25-year-old Asian women. And the response, though, has been hilarious.
Really?
Yes.
I bet.
So I just found it quite funny. He was just talking about his taste, his personal taste. And people are going nuts.
I bet. Those young Asian women that will wait on him hand and foot and bathe him and everything else.
You're right. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I actually knew a guy when I was going up to Auburn every week. He said his wife is Japanese. And he was hitting about his 50s, and she's like, when are you going to get a mistress? And she was serious, because apparently that's a common thing in Japanese culture.
Wow.
Like, I'm getting old. Go out, have fun.
Well, I would make the case, because of the way we're life and the way, the way we're wired and the way life works out, that all of that gets better after 50.
Hmm.
Kids are grown. When you're in the middle of those years, you know, everything goes by so fast, you don't take the time to stop and think. And when you reach 50, you realize, wow, life is short. And you get so balled up about stupid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's really when you're, especially when it comes to... that your sense of adventure starts to kick in. Why not?
Right.
I was realizing how stupid it was.
And to your point, I was listening to an interview with a comic named Anthony Jeselnik last night. He said, when I turned 30, I was thinking, if what I do today, who I am today, would my 18-year-old self think it was cool? And that's how he judged himself. When he turned 40, he's like, who the hell cares what an 18-year-old thinks? I'm just going to have fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. We're just so busy during those, you know, the 20s and 30s, trying to acquire stuff, trying to advance our careers, trying to, you know, find the right person, have a family. And then when the kids go, and that's when it can be really great. So I would disagree that... 25-year-old. It's the old question. What are you going to talk about in the morning anyway?
A 25-year-old?
The new Nas song? What?
The what? New what song?
Nas.
Who?
Whatever it is.
I mean, there's plenty of things to talk about.
Well, you're still...
I mean, a lot of the people probably running and doing the dirty work for the Trump administration are in their 20s. And 30s. Not the people whose names you know, but
I have great advice. I have great advice for people on how to jumpstart their love life, but not now.
Just go grab somebody. Be like, you'll do.
No, you're missing the point.
I didn't know there was a point.
There isn't. There's no point to anything I do on this show. I'm leaving now.
Why? For good?
No, I'm...
Oh, for just the day.
I have nothing left in the tank.
Scares me.
I have enough... And clearing the air on Saturday, you're going to be... Yeah.
I think we're doing 4 hours again this Saturday. I think we're going to start doing that regularly.
Nice.
4 hours.
Cool.
It'll and be fun.
Knowing you, you'll have plenty left over, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We never get... We, you know, once we get going, it's time to stop, so...
I have enough left in the tank as we sputter to the finish line this afternoon. Thanks for hanging in there with me, guys.
Yeah.
To mention that Georgia Floors Direct has been a success for half a century because they've never tampered with the formula that put them on the map to begin with back in 1969, bringing in direct from factories all over the country, first-rate flooring of all types, carpet, tile, laminate, hardwood, you name it, acquiring it at a wholesale price so they can save money when the customers come into shop, putting together a team of people to help them navigate this enormous warehouse full of choices, and then building a team of installers they know will do an awesome job installing the flooring that their customers select. They bring in a guy like Jeff Mallinson, who is the bon vivant of Georgia Floors Direct, the guy that makes it such a great shopping experience, and has hired a team very much in his image that know how to treat people right. So it's positive from beginning to end. So next time, whether it's a single room or you want to redo your entire house, save money, save time, and have a a great experience with Georgia Floors Direct, 1965 Eastern Boulevard next to Ashley Home.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. representative to the United Nations, and she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033. Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
That's our show, but the joke's on you, because we got paid anyway.
I'm going home to live my creepy, pathetic life.
I'm going to have to ask you and your party to leave.
Slap yourself very hard in the face, then leave.
Could you just leave the room, please?
Leave me alone.
Leave us alone.
I have to undergo an exit interview.
The circle is now complete.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada,